The Apple Corporation yesterday revealed its iPhone 12 lineup and also a couple of other things. But the main thing was the iPhone 12. And what I have read today suggests that the iPhone 12 is a significant difference from iPhone 11, 10, and 9 series. Robin Lee Chetty is an editor at Hypertext. Would you agree with that, Robin Lee? Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Yes, I would agree with that assertion. The big difference here is now that the iPhone 12 range supports 5G.
Which is of not much use to us in South Africa at the moment. But still.
Yeah, that's right. There are a handful of operators in the country that have a few hotspots that support 5G. But ICASA is opening up spectrum, auction for spectrum in the coming weeks. So I guess perhaps 2021 is when we can really start seeing 5G being a viable option for local consumers.
And what difference will that make to my experience as an iPhone user when I have a 5G-enabled phone and a 5G network to access?
Well, really, we'll center around content, whether that be creation or consumption. Apple, during the presentation last night, really punted the gaming applications as far as its iPhone 12 range goes, and in particular, what 5G will mean in terms of more enhanced mobile gaming, less lag, less latency, those kind of elements. From a content creation perspective, specifically for the iPhone 12 Pro and the Pro Max, they've spoken about the camera functionality on the devices, being able to record footage in raw format and being able to share it over a 5G network means that a lot of the hurdles that encumbered content creators that are using smartphones in the past won't necessarily be an issue once 5G is kind of up and running and you're using an iPhone 12.
Oh, then there's no reason for me to get an iPhone 12 then, because I mean I don't know what percentage of iPhone users would want their phone to do those things, but if the vast majority of iPhone users or a significant majority of iPhone users use their phones to send WhatsApps and scroll through their Twitter account and do that kind of thing, then the iPhone 12 is not going to make much of a difference to their user experience.
Well, I think when you're talking about, say, the Pro and the Pro Max, given the price points, we don't have local pricing yet, but if you're going on past years, it's going to be quite expensive. I think perhaps the iPhone 12 Mini, which is sporting all of the kind of same internal specifications as the 12, but in a 5.4-inch form factor, that could potentially be quite an interesting device, purely for the fact that in previous years, iPhone, the lesser spec premium devices, have been its best sellers, say, for example, like the iPhone XR. So I am expecting the iPhone 12 mini to kind of perform in the same regard, be one that's really going to be a lot of uptake from local consumers.
Okay. And none of the material that I've read this morning, the coverage that I've read this morning, gave any indication of pricing?
Yeah, that's right. So if we look at the iPhone 12 mini, which is the least expensive device of the quartet, that is going to retail in the US for $699, and pre-orders for that will start on 16th of October. We're assuming that locally we should hear more pricing details in the coming week, but I guess to give a bit more perspective, the iPhone 11, that entry-level device, also was priced in the US at $699. And when it was released locally, it retailed for 14,999 rand. So that might give you an idea of where the entry point is going to be for the new iPhone 12 range.
One of our listeners has said the real trick of the new iPhone 12 is how it auto-edits and make your photos look better than they usually do. Yeah, fake news,
yeah,
fake photos.
Right, yeah, so there's a lot of, I guess, there's a lot of really interesting elements to the new iPhone 12 range is what's inside of it. It's now sporting the new A14 Bionic chipset, which Apple, as it has done in the past, saying this is the most powerful iPhone ever. But to kind of back up their claims, they're saying that it's got a new 5-nanometer architecture. It's a hexa-core CPU, and they are claiming that it is 50% faster than any other chip on the market. We'll have to do our own independent benchmarking against what Samsung, Huawei, and Qualcomm have on the market to kind of verify those figures. But as far as the chipset and the Neural Engine that Apple has worked on for the iPhone 12, that's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting as far as taking great pictures and other kind of graphic-intensive tasks are concerned.
Landing time in South Africa? Landing date in South Africa?
Unfortunately, nothing has been confirmed as of yet. If we are looking at the US date for now, it goes off the computer on the 16th of October and then will be delivered on the 23rd of October. So hopefully we should be receiving news on that front in the coming days.
Robin Lee Chetty, editor at Hypertext, thank you very, very much indeed.